Hi, my name is Aoife Duggan and I'm standing here in the beautiful Clotmoor outside La Chica coffee shop at Cave Yug in Achill Island. And I'm here listening to the Irish and Celtic music podcast on a glorious day.
Show number 619. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. I am super happy to announce that we hit our Kickstarter goal in just 3 hours after it was launched. And as I record this, the campaign has already doubled its initial goal. So I decided to launch the first stretch goal. If we can reach $5,000, then you will get a two-hour Celtic Rock special on August 31st. I was not planning an episode that day, so you'll have an extra episode in August 5 this month. I hope you enjoyed the two bonus mini episodes I released, and I plan to do more next week before the campaign ends on Friday, August 11th at 8 a.m. Eastern. So that's your goal. You need to get your votes in by August 10th. So make a pledge, support the campaign, and share your love of Celtic culture through music. We kicked off the show with Arise and Go. That was The Braes, Dr. MacInnis Fancy, The Braes of Melinish, The Famous Baravan, The Hag at the Churn, and Up Leitrim from their album Meeting Place. Next up is Corey Purcell with Jigs, Father O'Flynn's When Sick Is It Tea You Want, Mind the Dresser from his album Undaunted. Thank you.
where pantries hold the smell of snuff and alcohol. A lean-to hides the barrels and the still that I love best. And on the roof, my dog Mercy settles in for her morning rest. One by one, my friends deserted me and my still, calling me crazy as I drank up my fill. In a purple haze, my best friend became more than a dog. She offers spiritual guidance and protection from the law. When the law comes around, her ears pop up like arrows. Head cocked to the left, she holds a gun by the barrel. And when Sheriff John McNiss yells he's gonna take our still, with the law and his fist, Mercy whispers resist. AOA, Mercy whispers resist. AOA, Mercy whispers resist. Standing on two legs and imposing her will, the sheriff and his men back away from the still. Mercy smells of fear, so she shouts at John McNiss, I'll let you sniff me in the field after I take a piss. McNiss drew his gun as his face turned bright red. I just kept on drinking, figuring I'd be dead. The man, the dog, both fired, but Mercy's aim was set. Now it seems the state police will need to train a new cadet. Mercy whispers resist. AOA, Mercy whispers resist. AOA, Mercy whispers resist. Thank you.
He's Paddy on the turnpike, the man with the muddy boots, the boy with the drum and the flute and the gun that never learned to shoot. He's a poet and a chancer, and he rings the freedom bell to preach the gospel half-possessed in a bush cart bound for hell.
Paddy on the turnpike, and he's tearing through the land, a drink of rum with a Thompson gun and a Bible in his hand. Don't be talking to him, for you'll never be the same. Before you know, you'll go and join his patriotic game.
He's Paddy out in Boston with the whiskey in his hand. He's a rover, he's a joker, and the son of a highwayman. He's a sailor down in Melbourne and a priest in Bethlehem. And he'll give you his all, if you happen to fall, he'll knock you down again.
Paddy on the turnpike, and he's tearing through the land. A drink of rum and a Thompson gun and a Bible in his hand. Don't be talking to him, for he'll never be the same. Before you know, you'll go and join his patriotic game.
Jungle teaching boys the art of war. You'll hear him in Calcutta reading Kipling at the bar. He's your man for every season, both feet in his gum. He'll read you stars and he'll show you scars if you're buying in the pub. Forever till tomorrow, good as gold, it's made of brass. You can trust him like a knife, or your secret's till the last. But you better lock your women up or hide your whiskey neat, for he's Paddy on the turnpike with younger with the meat.
Paddy on the turnpike, and he's tearing through the land. A drink of rum and a Thompson gun and a Bible in his hand. Don't be talking to him, for you'll never be the same. Before you know, you'll go and join his patriotic game.
Hey!
I hope you enjoyed that set. After Corey Purcell was Mercy by Beltane. That was the title track from their brand new album. It is now available. Go check them out. You can find them at BeltanePDX.com. After Beltane was Sean Healy from his new album, Dramagical. That was Journey Through Strathmore. And we finished up the set with the Irish Rovers, Paddy on the Turnpike, from their double album, 50 Years. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or send a picture of a band that you saw recently. You know, we had all summer. You could have taken some pictures. I'd love to see those. Email me at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can message me on Facebook or contact me through Mastodon. Phil Hartine replied to the Celtic Music Magazine, "I listen in my shop where I make musical instruments and general wood projects. I am celebrating Celtic culture through music by learning to play the fiddle. I have a wonderful opportunity to learn true County Clare style from a man who spent a lot of time there. Beginner that I am, I will still be playing tunes on my fiddle to celebrate." Paul replied, "Mark, I was sitting at my computer writing code. as one does. For St. Patrick's Day, I will be participating in an Irish Road bowling event with my coworkers at the Green Bank Observatory in Green Bank, West Virginia. We started back in October listening to music for Samhain, then continued into November and December with Celtic Christmas, and really, we listen to Celtic music year-round. But I will be celebrating Celtic culture by wearing the green on Friday while I'm busy at Bolam Bohair, then hoisting a proper stout afterwards, going to a fife and drum reunion in July in Williamsburg, Virginia, where I will be playing a heck ton of good Irish, Scots, and Welsh music, as well as a smattering of German and English marches because, well, 18th century military music was all over the place. We always enjoy your shows. Thank you so much, Paul. I'd love to see those pictures. I think that July Williamsburg show should have happened by now. Send in some pictures. Penny Eric replied, "During the show, we usually take a break and just relax and listen." That's fantastic. I think that's the way we should enjoy music sometimes. Just kick back, relax, and listen. I will be honest, I don't do that nearly enough, but I'm imagining it right now. Jesse Ferguson emailed, "I'll be listening to the Irish and Celtic music at work on St. Patrick's Day, then practicing my favorite Irish songs at home on my guitar. Finally, I'll be activating a new Irish song on my YouTube channel to share with my subscribers, a tradition I've kept going for over 12 years. And finally, Michael Macarone emailed, "Mark Gunn, I usually download episodes and stockpile them. I listen to them on my rare vacations after I've broken them down into 20 to 25 minute chunks. My MP3 player won't rewind within a track, so I split each episode into 3 to 5 mini episodes, which makes it easier if I miss something and want to go back. As a result, I'm only up to episode 430 so far." That sounds like a lot of work, Michael. More power to you. "I don't have any specific Celtic culture plans for St. Patrick's Day for this week, other than I just watched the Oscar-winning short, An Irish Goodbye, yesterday, and I hope to get to the Banshees of Inisherin in the next couple weeks. Keep up the good work." Thank you so much, Michael, for sharing. I love your comments, so please keep them coming in. Again, I also love getting pictures, so share those as well. Let's keep the love coming this way. CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Next up is Low Lily with Northern Spy from their Low Lily EP.
it's on the map, a tourist trap on the hallowed grounds of July. Commerce and change aren't all that strange in the land where the fallen brothers lie. But here at the height of the madness, haunting some Gettysburg address, in hopes of a genuine sighting, the wishful and the curious and the gullible are hoping to see. When the streets are deserted and quiet, the real spirit world is distinguished. There's Patrick O'Rourke, Barney Devine, and the boys of the Fighting 69, Lizzie Thorne, Wesley Culp, John Burge, D.W. Sandu, and the soldiers at Iverson's Pit. Haunting the pubs where pints are quaffed, Ishkaban vibed, the real spirit world is distinguished. Over by O'Rourke's, the lads from Barney Devine and Gary Owen with the Fighting 69, there's Averill, the Bowlings, Colgan, Devinny, and the Ryans. The ghosts of Gettysburg walk in the streets and the alleys old. The ghosts of Gettysburg crossing from spirit fields, not ready to yield, not yet ready to go. The ghosts of Gettysburg walk in the streets and the alleys old. The ghosts of Gettysburg closing down spirit fields, not ready to yield, not yet ready to go.
Not ready to yield, not yet ready to go.
Thank you. too sick of waking, working 20 hours a day just to keep the debtors lurking out the windows at bay. But still, to stop from starting would be a sin. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the win. Cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. Because heart scars leave no feeling anymore. When your hair's less red and your eyes less blue, when your hands don't work like they used to do, when your constant narcissism's got you feeling blue, ow! Listen to me. Cry havoc and let's slip the dogs of war. Because heart scars leave no feeling anymore. Cry havoc and let slip the thoughts of war. Because heart scars leave no feeling rehearsing new lyrics and a coarse tune in the hopes of summoning a reversal of fortune. But again, I'm likely chomping the same four chords and finding different ways to make a mess of the words. Cry havoc and let's slip the dogs of war.
Of war.
After Low Lily came Irish Town with The Ghosts of Gettysburg from On the One Road, then Ian McHarg with Dr. Alistair from Music of the Mountain, and we finish up the set with a brand new single from Eclectic Revival that was Cry Havoc. Thank you so much, so much, patrons of the podcast. It is because of your kind and generous support this show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. A special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, James Baker, Anne McBride, and Jacob Lippert. I am extremely grateful to all of our amazing, generous patrons, but if you want to support the podcast this week, please make a pledge on Kickstarter. We just got a little bit over a week to go, so you can get a bonus show if we hit our $5,000 stretch goal, so that you can also financially support the podcast with a one-time pledge while also getting cool rewards, so make a pledge. You can get an album pen, a physical CD, a tote bag, a shirt. You can also make a song request for one of our December episodes. And of course, the easiest way is just to get the collection for $100. But whatever you're willing to pledge to support the campaign is incredible. $1, $100, $5,000, whatever. And hopefully, you'll also share the Kickstarter link with your friends. That is always greatly appreciated. The Screaming Orphans have a brand new album. It is called Paper Daisies. This is Darling Girl from Claire.
They were sitting on a wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, and thinking they'd be married to in one day, when Kate Flynn caught their eye. When she had the makings of an angel, and it made each boy swear, there's not one girl in the wide, wide world like the girl from the County Kildare. And every man has got the finest man you ever seen now, bar Mickey now. Every day there's one of them will say that she will be now. You'll see now, each night they fight as to which of them was right, but the colour of her eyes and hair. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazing, and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable pastures and the fat stock feeding there, all the hens and the chickens are a-growing like the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. Word about her when he met the girl that day. He told her that he couldn't live without her, and what had she to say? She told him to go and see her father. He met him there and then, and in less than an hour they were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man has got the finest plan you ever seen. She'll be now, you'll see now. But late last night, when the moon was bright, he asked her if she
light. We're gonna be up all night, count the stars in the sky. My love is just like old times. One song more, maybe two, maybe four, 'cause I'm no good for goodbyes. Let's catch the sun by surprise. We're gonna be up all night.
A terrible plague hit the land. March 17th is a day you'll be busy if you're in an Irish band. But not that year, every flute, every fiddle stayed home. Yes, not that year, the year all the pubs were closed. There's no porter, no porter on ice. There's no bong roll at all on the shelves. And there'll be no pints of black, and you can't have the crack unless it's at home by yourselves. Virus come and we gotta stay home. Stay, and we 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 stay home. virus come and we gotta stay home. The year there was no border on Paddy's, well, a man, he couldn't cry in his beer. And the river flowed blue in Chicago, and the drunk tanks of Boston were clear. There's no border, no border on Paddy's. There's no bog roll at all on the shelves, and there'll be no pints of black, and you can't have the crack unless it's at home by yourselves. Well, I went for a porter that Paddy's, but the pubs, everyone, they were closed. Far away was the fizzing of cider and a neon beer sign for your nose. There's no porter, no porter on Paddy's. There's no bog roll at all on the shelves, and there'll be no pints of black, and you can't have the crack unless it's at home by yourselves. Might leave you sick through the night, but many a Paddy's day didn't I get that way with just a few too many pints. There's no porter, no porter on Paddy's. There's no bog roll at all on the shelves, and there'll be no pints of black, and you can't have the crack unless it's at home by yourselves. Black, and you can't have the crack unless it's at home by yourselves. Unless it's at home by yourselves.
Bog roll? Bog roll. You know, toilet paper?
What?
Toilet paper.
Oh. Okay.
Bog roll.
Okay.
Across the ocean, arrived at JFK. We didn't have the paperwork, but chanced it anyway. I made it past the INS to a life start over again. I made it to America, we're in like Flynn.
You're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn.
Hey, whoa! Always had a passion to live my life in full. I jump at a chance, take a stance, and now and then I've won. But often something's happened, I came up from the wind. And then before you know it, you're in like Flynn.
You're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then, you're in like Flynn. Hey,
whoa! I've lived in many places, some I still hold dear. My time in Indiana was a bloody vintage year. I walked along the highway, there like whiskey, beer and gin. I pay the price for the vice to be in like Flynn.
You're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then. You're in like Flynn. Hey, whoa!
Sitting contemplating the rocky road so far. All the rotten days I had no money for the jar. There ain't no use complaining, never will give in. I chose a path to follow to be in like Flynn.
You're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then. You're in like Flynn. Hey, whoa!
Flew across the ocean, arrived at JFK. We didn't have the paperwork, but chance in any way. Past the INS, new lives are to begin. I made it to America, we're in like Flynn.
You're out then, in, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then. You're in like Flynn, you're out then. In, you're out then. You're in like Flynn. Hey! Whoa!
After Screaming Orphans came Dorina Harvey Band with Up All Night from Waves of Home. Then Kelly Celtic with No Porter on Patties from 2023 and Me. And we finish up the set with The Indulgers, the title track from their 2010 album that was In Like Flynn. It's also on The Secret World of Celtic Rock, in case you haven't picked it up yet, over on Kickstarter. You know, Kickstarter. All right. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Again, I do want to remind you, please go make a pledge over on Kickstarter if you get a moment. CelticMusic.org/Celtic Rock. You can get the Celtic Earth enamel pin and share your colors, your love of Celtic culture through music. And also remember, you can vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023 for this episode. So not all the mini episodes do not count, but for all the hour-long episodes, you can cast a vote. And that's going to help us make the best Celtic music of 2023 episode that's going to come out at the end of the year. Follow the link in the show notes. You do need to be a patron to cast your vote, but follow the link in the show notes and cast your vote. We're going to finish up with Jua Rossi from the new album Irish Tunes on Mandolin. This is the Chieftain's Polka. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the podcast. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You can find a link to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.